Here, U naam is op ons hart, U naam is op ons lippe, en U is teenwoordig Heilige Gees. Seën ons aan saam, in U wonderlike naam. Amen, amen. Kom ons sê, thank you, Pastor Abby. What a pleasure for you to be here.
How are you doing?
Wow, I'm testing the microphone. We bless the Lord. Amen. Praise the Yere. Doc Harry doesn't teach me Afrikaans. He only cook me burekos. I failed Afrikaans at school. But there's one term I know in Afrikaans. The verbeerderance. The verbeerderance. It looks like I wrote a lot of the verbeerderance. And I was thanked to write the verbeerderance. Now we bless the Lord. This is the evening the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome. Compliments for the new season. And I believe we are going to have God's grace abounding on us this year. Now, but why did God create earth? Why did God create earth? Why did God create earth as a planet? For what good reason? Why? Why? And He created twice. Not once. Is it not scary? Let's invite Him as we share the word. Daddy, we know you are here. Please reveal our agenda and purpose in this planet. Amen. Now, listen to me very carefully. The word of God says the earth was without form and void. Now, that's not the first earth. That's the second one. There are New Testament verses that are older than Genesis chapter 1. Like John chapter 1 verse 1, 2, 3, 4 should be on Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Right? Now, when you read it again, the Old Testament, the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in Torah, which is the original language of the Bible, by the way, not Greek, not King James, Torah. In Hebrew it says, when God began. It doesn't say in the beginning. It says what? When God began. Doing what? Reconstructing what the devil has destroyed. Remember a civil war in heaven of angels? God was not involved in that war. It was Michael versus Satan. And Michael gave Satan an eviction order as the commander-in-chief of the armies of the Lord of hosts. And then, remember what Jesus said when he was interviewed about that war? He said, I saw Satan coming down like a lightning. The way he was casted out of heaven. Right? Initially, scientifically, it's true that there were dinosaurs. You know, I don't want us to be confused. I don't want us to even get a scientist confusing our children in the future. That, you know, there's God, the science, and God doesn't exist. Yara, 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 the Bible says yara, 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 and all that. I want us to put our act together. Adam was not the first person that God created. The first person God created is without a name. It's on Genesis chapter 1. He created them. I want my sons who knows how I preach. When I say, look for me for this verse, they open up Google and take it out. So in here, I see Osbella here, and I see you there. Rinchaching, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. They will stand up and read it for me. And you will display it over there, eh? Yes. Yeah, they will display it. Now, Rabalelenyo. Read it for us. Yes.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Oh.
Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
Yes. Now this, it's not the beginning. This is the second time when God came to correct things. After a rock collided with earth as a planet and destroyed the civilization that existed. Then the earth was without form and void. Come on. Today I want you to understand the power of the cross and what Christ did for you. And why are we on earth? The earth was without form and void. Why? It was struck by a rock. And immediately after it destroyed everything, the earth was without form because of the impact. And that's where the civilization of dinosaurs got destroyed completely from where it starts to where it ends. And God came. And Holy Spirit was there, hovering all over. There was just chaos on earth. Where were you? Can you clap hands for me? I at least tried a sentence in Afrikaans. Vavas J. Where were you? You know where? You were there. You were in Him. The Bible says, God predestined us, Rinche Junior. God predestined us to be holy before the foundations of the world. Before God could lay a foundation of the world, we existed somewhere in heaven with Him. Now, the second time when God created earth, He had us in mind that this time I'm putting in the human race. Read it for us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Yes. Before the foundations of the earth. When did Jesus Christ die? Take out that one here. The lamb which was slain before the foundation of the earth. You know, you got to understand something. Christ's blood was shed before earth. As a planet. As the Lamb of God. And the blood which was shed by Christ before the foundation of the earth is what we call creation insurance policy. Read it.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. All who dwell on earth will worship Him.
Hey.
His name has not been written in the book of life. In the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Hey. From the foundation of the world. Now, let's go back and we understand this very well, because today I want us to understand the impacting power of the blood of Jesus and why are we here. God predestined this before the foundation of the earth. God planned everything before the foundation of the earth. Now, immediately when there was that collision, a demonic devil named Apollo. I was getting confused when Americans went to the moon and they named their spacecraft Apollo, because Apollo simply means the destroyer. It's named after Satan. Meaning they were asking for assistance from somebody to go to the moon. And somebody helped them. That's the reason why another Apollo got destroyed and people died inside. That was sacrifice for Apollo himself. Scary! Now let's come back and we understand this very well. I wish I knew Afrikaans, you know. I was just going to say, and they were going to understand me far much better. I was going to rise it, and you know, they were going to understand me. Now, understand this very well. You're going to have a changed prayer life after this. Knowledge empowers people. What? Once you know a thing, even when you go to prayer, you won't just push your feet. You know. The truth sets people free. Now, listen to me very carefully. And then now, Christ was slain before the foundation of the earth. How many times did Jesus Christ shed his blood? Not 7 times. 9 times. See? Every Passover, pastors rises and to say what? Jesus Christ shed the blood. Hallelujah. 7 times. He did not shed the blood 7 times. He shed the blood 9 times. Excluding when God created earth. The first blood of Jesus is the most. His whole blood is sacred and holy, but the most, the holiest of the holy blood of Jesus was during circumcision. That's the first blood. And it has a meaning. Osbella, Rencheche, when God wanted to kill Moses, right? And then the wife sacrificed Moses' son. Now you'll understand why you are not going to hell. You want to know what is the power, which blood will make you not to go to hell? How many of you want to know that? Which blood will not make you to go to hell? It's not the blood at the cross. It's the blood of circumcision. Why? Because it destroys the wrath of God. Even if God can be angry, he turn back and refrain from his anger. What is hell? Hell is the manifestation of God in anger. It's the wrath of God. That's the reason why there operates an angel who is even above Satan, who is even going to torment Satan, called Abaddon. Now, read it for us. Circumcision of Moses. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24 to 26. Who was about to kill Moses? God. And then what happened?
But before Rashi gave a flint knife out of her father's body,
he
touched Moses'
head.
Surely you are a bridegroom of blood, she said. So the Lord laid him alone. At that time, she became a bridegroom of blood.
Initially, God wanted to kill Moses, right? And the Bible says if God wants to do a thing, nothing will stop him. There's only one thing that stopped God from doing a thing in the Bible. Circumcision blood. Are you okay? Just say amen if you just to prove that you are here. Come on. What stopped? Nothing can stop. Is it not true that nothing can stop God from doing a thing? If you want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he just did that. But what blocked God? What stopped God from killing Moses? circumcision blood. What will stop God from taking you to hell? Circumcision blood of Jesus. And which day was Jesus Christ circumcised? The eighth day. Take it out for us. And the name Jesus Christ in Hebrew, it's in, not in Hebrew, in Greek, it's 888. Your salvation from God's wrath was sealed by Christ on the eighth day. The eighth day is the day of his resurrection again. Are you recording me? I'll behave. I will not just talk and talk and talk and talk. Oh, I'm only talking and talking and talking. Read it for me. Luke chapter 2 from verse 21. They could not give him a name which is above all the names until he got circumcised. And where do you get your redemptive blood from God's wrath? The circumcision blood. In most of the cases, we rushed to the cross, omitting the sequences which are important. Come on. And we still don't understand what is the cross. After the service, you don't understand what the cross is all about. Well, I mean, I enjoy preaching in here, you know. It's like I'm in my living room, not in some church. Let's come back. I want you to understand this very well. Now, Jesus Christ shed his most priceless blood. On which day? The eighth day. What is the purpose of the blood which was shed during circumcision? To reverse God's wrath against you. Because everyone who dies must go to courts of heaven for judgment. And he must know his fate, whether he's going to heaven or hell. But you are not going to attend court, because the first blood of Christ will stand as the advocate that you don't qualify to enter any court that talks about God's wrath over your life. And God will say, it's true. The last time I refrain from being angry on my servant Moses was because of the circumcision blood. It's different to preaching. It's different. You know, your emotions are subtle. You're not like black people. When black people are hit by the word, they say, "Oh, glory!" Go like, with black people, it's like Kaiser Chiefs has called. We must take intervals, because you know we need a commercial break even in the house of the Lord, more especially when the weight is serious and faces are serious. I'm naturally shy. When you look at me like this, I start asking myself, do I still recall the number of my ID? Let's come back to this, and that's the first blood. What is the purpose of the first blood of Jesus Christ? You are redeemed from what? The wrath of God, because of the first blood. Now, the second blood of Jesus, where was it? It was at Gethsemane. Take it out for us. Gethsemane is where the second blood came out. Jesus never dripped and fell down, according to the Bible. It was not allowed of Jesus to have an injury, even from childhood, because his blood has to follow prophetic sequences. And we must give scripture to that. When Jesus left heaven to earth, God promised him Psalm chapter 91 was given to us as protection, but it was an assurance to Jesus that, you know what, God, I'm going to be a child. There's a developmental stage we used for human beings for exploration. And the Lord said to him in Psalm chapter 91 verse 9 to 12, I will give my angels to take charge of you in all your ways, that you don't trip and fall. No injury, because your blood must follow sequences. You see how they behave, Uzbel? They smile. Did you say amen? It's very interesting to listen to you guys. Now, I see you. I see them after a long time. That's why I'm behaving like this. I must come back. Let's come back to my senses. Now, listen, what was I saying? Psalm chapter 91. On Passion of the Christ, there's this scene where Jesus Christ fell while he was a little boy and Mary looked at him. Remember? And he fell while he was going to the cross. No, that scene doesn't appear in the Bible. He never fell, even the devil saw that. That's the reason why when the devil tempted him, he quoted a verse that he knew it protects him in the wilderness. What did the devil said? He quoted Psalm chapter 91 because he saw it live. This man is highly protected. He's highly defended by angels. He said, hey, Jesus, now, if you fall from here, he will give his angels to take charge of you. The Bible says the devil took him to what? The highest mountain. You want to know what is the highest mountain? It's not Himalaya. He never took him to Himalaya. He took him to Mars. Planet Mars. It is the highest peak in all our galaxy. I'll explain it to you next time. Why is Mars like that? What did God do to it?
Luke 22, verse 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
That's blood number? The second blood. Hey, have you watched the movie by Rambo, First Blood? How many of you saw that in the 80s? Now, the first blood of Jesus is circumcision. The second blood is what? Droplets of sweat. Droplets of sweat talks about what? Family marriage. The book of Genesis. What did God say when he cursed man? You will sweat. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say you will sweat when you? He said you will sweat to get food. Right? You will work hard. Who said that? Jesus. Because he's the weight. He judged and cursed Adam. He was the one to reverse what he said. He's the one who had to reverse the curse he said to Adam. And when he reversed it, he prayed, travailed, because Christ, by the way, he's two in one. Did you know that? He's not just a human being. He's the second member of the Trinity. And as the second member of the Trinity, he's not a human being. He's the scroll. And the word became flesh. Now, when he travailed, It was not a human being praying. It was the scroll that created everything, reversing what he said in the Garden of Eden, that man will eat from his sweat. And the sweat thereof, because the scroll was reversing inside, was reversing a curse he said with his mouth. It's Christ who cursed Adam. And it's Christ who had to reverse Adam's curse through his own droplets of blood. Now, the scroll inside his system, Christ is a scroll inside. That's the reason why on his thigh, there's a label or the name of the scroll. It's on his thigh. It's not a tattoo. The scroll had a name. And the name is a title above all titles given by his Father God. And it's King of Kings. Even when he returns, he will have something written on his thigh on the right hand side. King of Kings. It's not a tattoo encrafted on his skin. It's the remnants of the scroll. Now, the scroll inside of him is the scroll that went in anguish as it processes the reversal of a spoken curse against mankind in the Garden of Eden. And when that happened, sweat glands were tempered with to give out droplets of blood as a reversal of a curse he bestowed upon Adam and his family. This is serious. I thought this is the simplest sermon I must ever preach. This is getting serious. Now, I want you to see the picture of who Christ is. That's the reason why even when he came, immediately when who gave Jesus Christ leadership? Holy Spirit. He had to wait for Holy Spirit to give him leadership. Why? Because the Bible says Holy Spirit is the mind of God. Christ is the weight, the scroll. But there's an engine, there's a thinking tank of the Trinity. That's Holy Spirit. He had to wait for Holy Spirit to come upon him. And immediately when Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, what did he do? He led him to the wilderness. Why? Because when they chased a couple out of the Garden of Eden, they banished them to the wilderness. And the Holy Spirit was there. The Father was there. The Trinity. When Christ got baptized, heaven opened, the Father spoke, the Spirit was released to give Jesus a direction where they took men to. And he had to be there for 40 days and 40 nights. Why did he fast that for 40 days and 40 nights? You know, I'm writing a book. I'm doing revision here. And the Holy Spirit is helping me. Why did he fast that for 40 days and 40 nights? Who's Christ's great grandfather in the Bible? David. When David got anointed as a king, right? As a king, Goliath came. Take it out for us, where the Bible says Goliath charged the armies of Israel for 40 days and 40 evenings. For 40 days and 40 nights, Goliath said, "What? Give me a man." And then when God heard what the devil will ask for in that battle, God said first that I'm looking for a man whose heart is after my own. Who's that one? David. And he had to wait for 40 days period, because his grandson will be in the wilderness as an available man to return men back to God in the wilderness. Give me a man. And God said initially, I'm looking for a man whose heart is after my own. Because he knows the devil will say what? Give me a man. And God had to supply the devil's needs. According to his riches in a stone. Voila. Now let's come back to Revelation. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Yes? For 40 days and 40 evenings. Yes. Now, for how many days? 40 days and 40 evenings. Then, the breaking of the 40 days and 40 evenings, David came anointed to end the 40 days and 40 nights. What did Christ said after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then why did David went to the battlefield? The anointing was upon him. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. To end what? 40 day, 40 night standoff with Satan. What is the 40 days and 40 night battle where Goliath charged in? It shows Satan will be close to Christ in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And at the end of it all, like David when he came in, prophetically was coming to rescue Christ, that it's done. Break the fasting. After he fasted, what did Jesus say? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He couldn't address. Let's read it. Take it out. Take out where Christ read that verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he did not finish that verse. Did you know that? Jesus omitted the last portion of the verse. Take it out in New Testament and Old Testament. You know, when you read the Bible, this is not Daily Sun, it's not Soweto 10. What's an African newspaper? Yes, it's not Rapport. Read it for us, Osbella. Attentively look at it verse by verse, word by word. Let's see what Jesus omitted. Go read the original one. It's Isaiah, ne? Read it. Don't delete that. Read it first. We'll show the whole. Isaiah will prophesy the whole verse. We must see what Jesus omitted and why. Read it? Yes. Yes. The Spirit of the Lord? Read it for me. Jesus did not proclaim. He stopped right there and he never talked about the vengeance of the Lord because he was carrying the blood that must block the vengeance of the Lord. You understand what is it all about? He did not finish it. He stopped it right there. That I came to do this and this and that. I did not come for my blood to introduce the vengeance of the Lord. I'm here for the reversal of the vengeance of the Lord. He stopped. Was it deliberate? Yes. Because he was speaking the word into his blood. Now let's go back. And then he quoted this. He went to church. Immediately after he broke the fasting, he went to church, quoted the scripture, and then after that, he went to a wedding. And then he found that the wine is finito. And then what did he do? What is water in chemistry? Two hydrogen, one oxygen. What is Christ saying? You guys, I acknowledge your wedding and marriage, but you do not acknowledge the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit into your wedding. And your covenant is not solid. I'm introducing my blood. Marriage is a blood covenant thing. Now let's go back. You guys look serious. Next time I'm going to call my Amen corner. Oh, long time I've seen you. I've been praying for this old man. But you're no longer sending verses on WhatsApp. Yeah. Repeat that. I'm getting motivated. I've seen him for so long. I was worried. I was about to ask you, where is he? Let's go back to the blood. Then, what do you think about Jesus and Judas Iscariot? Out of the 12 disciples, who's the closest cousin of Jesus? Judas Iscariot. Come on. Who's the closest cousin to Jesus? Judas Iscariot. Who's Judas Iscariot? You want to know who's Judas Iscariot? Huh? The symbol of the church. The symbol of the church. Judas Iscariot. Peter wanted to take Judas Iscariot's position of being the first to open up the case. I mean, to open up the temple. And Jesus said, what do you call this? Kokoronko in Afrikaans. Yes. He said, you'll betray me how many times? Why? Because that position belongs to Judas Iscariot. And they had to thoroughly thresh the devil. And Paul writes, if the devil would have known, he wasn't going to crucify him. Now he had to look for his cousin Jesus, who will deceive the deceiver. The whole Calvary thing. The Mangal Muste was all about dealing with Satan. And when Jesus said, one of you will betray me, what was he doing? Did you know? Who prepared the Last Supper? The Last Supper is from Psalm 23, written by David. The Last Supper. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Who prepared that table? Yahweh came down to earth, prepared a supper for Jesus and his disciple, so that he have a physical sustenance. And God knows the food menu there will sustain him until he finish everything the whole day. And then after that he left. He prepares the table for me in the presence of my enemies. The way he prepared it, the other side, the enemies in their hierarchical order, from Lucifer to the last handicapped demonic spirit were all there, waiting to see who Jesus is, because many did not know him. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy. And the two Jewish brothers, you know, Jews are very, as far as intelligence is concerned, you know, in intelligence, if you want to understand intelligence, go to the old time apartheid era Sadaf. You see, those guys, they knew military. You remember them? And the Jews. You remember the Jews? Jews on intelligence, Mossad. Who founded Mossad? Moses. And you have two Jewish men who are about to deal with Satan. Because if Satan would have known what Christ was to do, he was not going to crucify him. And they wanted, the two guys had a setup that he must crucify him. Who's Judas Iscariot? Antichrist is called son of petition. Judas Iscariot is son of petition. Why was he called son of petition? So that the devil can enter inside of him and feel comfortable. And then Jesus said, in the presence of his enemies, one of you will betray me. And demons were interested. Who's the betrayer here? And Judas came out that this is my deal. It's in the scripture. The Bible says he died to fulfill scripture. Who's Judas Iscariot? He who played Satan into the hands of God for your salvation. In jury law, if you have a son and your son is going to war, you must check his attire and kiss him as a father in order to release him. Who's Judas Iscariot? It's the first Judah of the Old Testament returning to help his great grandson who was prophesied in the book of Genesis, Shiloh. That when Shiloh comes, all nations of the world will submit under him. How many disciples did Jesus Christ had? 11. And he was the 12th. Judas Iscariot was sent by God. That's why Jesus said to God, I kept the 11 free and safe, except the one who has to fulfill the weight. And then why a betrayer become the first one to go to church and throw 30 pieces of silver, which is the first offering to buy slaves who were slaves from sin? Why did God choose a traitor, a betrayer? Because God knew one thing, that those who are coming in church are traitors, betrayers, and they will betray him many times, and he'll have to forgive them, and he'll have to live with it, that I've got traitors and betrayers, without God suffering any pain in his heart. What is the nature of church people? The Judas people. That's why they send Judas. Because they know, who are they going to set free? But Judas said what? Lord, forgive me for what I did. And then, how did you get born again? Lord, forgive me for my sins. That's what Judas did. Judas Iscariot did. And then he went to the church, opened the church, and fulfilled. I once preached about this in here, I must not repeat it. And fulfill a biblical prophecy of throwing 30 pieces of silver, which will buy more slaves who look like him before God. How many times have we betrayed God? How many times have we kissed Christ and betrayed Him? How many times have we promised Christ that this year I'm going to love you more? The Judas factor. Christ understands it better. Let's come back to Christ. As far as the east is from the west. Now, as far as he parted ways. Yes. Now, I want us to go to the cross. Why did out of all the families, Yahweh Mashiach, Jesus Christ, chose a businessman who was working on carpentry? You want to know why? Because he wanted to look for the best wood which will carry him on the cross. And he had to be on a wood business. As far as the east is from the west. As far as the east is from the west, you want to know what is it? The cross has this hand looking the east, the other hand looking the west. It was Christ pointing the east and the west that I'm separating your sins from you. That's the cross. Now, it was the inscription of where he'll be hanged. That he should be hanged in a place that points east and west. Because that's where it's going to separate us from our sins. Receive this grace. You know, there's nothing as beautiful as understanding your salvation. Isn't it beautiful? There's nothing as beautiful as the salvation story. You see, Daddy Harry, there's this 1985 discovery by an archaeologist. This archaeologist, they were not looking for the cross, they were looking for the Ark of the Covenant. Now, they found a passage and they went through excavating the passage. They were looking for the Ark of the Covenant. Right? It is said when he reached there, I have a document, I will send you. When he reached there, this archaeologist, he found the Ark of the Covenant. He fainted. And he came back again. He found a bowl on top of it. And that black thing inside. And they discovered that the bowl, when you look up, there's sort of a tunnel. And it looks like the ark was, how do I put it, was broken into two. It looks like there was an earthquake underneath. And they discovered a black substance inside the bowl. And when they took out the sample of that, they discovered that is the blood. And when they checked the blood, the human blood has how many chromosomes? Is it 46? It's 46, right? They discovered that that blood doesn't have 46, it has 23. Meaning it never took the mother's side. Right? It's a research which was done 1985 in Israel. Israel, it's scared. They are scared to take it out because it can destroy Judaism. I guess they are waiting for their Messiah. Now it validates Christ as the... Oh, God bless you. You are walking by the Spirit. You see, I did not know what to say. Thank you so much. God is so faithful. I didn't know what to say, but I was thirsty. I even tried to go at the back. Have you ever seen me greeting a person at the back? I was so congested. The Israelites took the bowl. They discovered that it's the blood. They discovered that the blood has 23. Chromosomes instead of 46. And then now it gives the evidence of one man. And they discovered that when an earthquake, there was an earthquake when Christ was crucified. that earthquake created a tunnel for the blood to flow down. That's according to the research. I'll send you the document. 1985. As far as the east is from the west. Now, how was the cross planted? It was planted on the ground, and it goes heavenward, right? Now it connect with what? Heaven, and it connect us with what? Not only earth, things underneath the earth. Where's the Garden of Eden? It's underneath the earth. Did you know there's a civilization of human being underneath the earth that lives up to 800,000? There are even Jews there underneath the earth where the ark, where the Garden of Eden was. There are nice cities there. Did you know that? They are more advanced than us. They live underneath the earth. It's even in the scripture that no one was found worthy to open up the seven seals. Take it out. No one in heaven, no one on earth, no one underneath the earth. It doesn't talk about aliens, it talks about human beings. You know, there's something the world is hiding about. Let me say it. You know, the world is hiding something about the seventh continent. Did you know that? We have the seventh continent, which is North Pole. North Pole is the seventh continent. What is this all war all about, the Ukrainian war and all that? Revelation
chapter 5 verse 1.
5 verse 1?
But no one on earth.
No one on earth.
No one in heaven.
No one in heaven.
Or on earth.
On earth.
Or under the earth.
No one. Or under the earth. There's a civilization of the human race underneath the earth. They live very long. They live up to 800 years plus. They live underneath the earth. Underneath the earth, they are beautiful cities. They are more advanced than us. Underneath the earth. And no one was found worthy in heaven to open up the seven seals. No one was found worthy on earth. The Bible cannot lie. And no one was found worthy underneath the earth. It doesn't talk about the dead. It doesn't talk about Sheol. It talks about another human race.